Now, we need to read the next verse. It goes with it, by the way. For whom he foreknew, he also foreordained to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And let me read on. All of this goes together. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, or whom he foreordained, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now, we're not talking about here anybody being elected to be lost, because the ones that he's talking about here happen to be the ones he mentioned in verse 28. We know that all things work together to them that love God. And the ones that are predestinated, and predestination never has any reference to the lost. You'll never find it used in connection with them. And if anybody begins to talk about this man is predestined to be lost, you're not being scriptural. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible does say that when God saves you, that he's going to see you through. And it means just simply this. Whom he foreknew, he predestinated. And whom he predestinated, he called. And whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. And this is amazing. This is a section on sanctification. And he doesn't even mention being sanctified. Why? Because that's the work of God in the heart and life of the believer. This here is God's eternal purpose. And it just simply means this, friends, that when the Lord, who is the great shepherd of the sheep, and he's the good shepherd of the sheep, and he's the chief shepherd of the sheep, when he starts out with 100 sheep, he's going to come through with 100 sheep. When he starts out with 100 sheep, why, he's not going to lose one of them. Remember, our Lord gave a parable about that. There was a shepherd, a good shepherd, and that's God, that's the Lord Jesus. And one little old sheep got away, got lost. And he might say, well, let him go. We got 99. They were safe in the fold. That's a good percentage. Anyone knows raising sheep that you don't come through with 99%. If you have a little over 50% of those that are born, you're going to do well, friends, and to get that many to market. But this is an unusual shepherd. He's not satisfied. 99, whom he called, and whom he justified. If he justifies 100 sheep, he's going to glorify 100 sheep, because when that little old sheep gets lost, he's going out after him, because he's coming through with 100 sheep. It'll be like this someday, and I make this rather personal. Someday, he'll be counting them in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That'll be all of you folk. And 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 99, 99. Where in the world is Vernon McGee? And then he said, well, looks like he didn't make it. Well, we'll let him go. Because a great many people didn't think he was going to make it anyway. We just let him go. My friend, thank God he won't let him go. Because that shepherd says, if he does get out, I'm going to go after him. And I'm going to have 100 sheep. And that's all this means here. This is not a frightful doctrine. This is a wonderful doctrine. That means Vernon McGee's going to be there. And it means you're going to be there, my friend, if you've trusted him. He's a great shepherd, by the way. Don't tell me this is a terrifying doctrine. It's the most comfortable doctrine I know anything about in these uncertain days in which we live.